Let's check on stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. In the Republican American, a story by Lynn Mellis Worthington, the Planning and Zoning Commission in Kent has figured out a way to obtain a compromise on the zoning regulation regarding gun stores in the town after months of discussions. The commission agreed last Thursday to approve an amendment to the regulations that will allow the sale of firearms in three zones of town with a special permit. This was an alteration of the proposed regulation that was presented to the commission by resident Mark Weingarten, who is also a commission member. He applied to change the zoning regulations, and this then forced the commission to consider limiting gun stores to the industrial district of the town instead of the commercial zone. Northwest Connecticut Community Foundation is awarding scholarships for the 2020-2021 academic year. Applications are available at northwestcf.org for more than $150,000 earmarked for area students. The application deadline is April 1st. For a complete list of scholarship on the web, northwestcf.org/scholarships. A new state law took effect last week in New York, allowing 16-year-olds to re-register to vote. The law lets those ages 16 and 17 fill out voter registration applications online or in person at a Board of Elections office or the Department of Motor Vehicles. Then they will automatically be registered to vote when they turn 18 without needing a separate trip to the Board of Elections. In Sharon, the Board of Selectmen have their meeting set for 3 o'clock at Sharon Town Hall. In Cornwall, the West Cornwall Waste Water Committee meets at Town Hall at 5 p.m., a public hearing on a restaurant permit at the library at 7 p.m. Planning and Zoning Commission meets at the library at 7, and the Housatonic River Commission meets at Cornwall Consolidated School at 7:30. In Kent, the Board of Selectmen have their regular meeting at 6:30 at Town Hall, and the Zoning Board of Appeals has their regular meeting at 7 p.m. at Town Hall. Coming up on Wednesday in Cornwall, the Board of Education meets at the Cornwall Consolidated School Library at 4:15. Also on Wednesday, you have the Transfer Station Building Committee meeting at 5:30. The Conservation Commission in Sharon meets at 6:30, and the Transfer Station Advisory Committee meets at 6:30. On Thursday, the Region 1 Board of Education has their Communications Subcommittee meeting at 9 a.m. in the Central Office Conference Room. Also coming up on Thursday in Cornwall, the Board of Finance meets at 7 p.m. at Town Hall. Town Board meeting in Pine Plains is also taking place at 7 p.m. on January 16th. Town Board meeting in Ankrum, New York is happening on the 16th at 7 p.m. The annual town meeting in Kent is happening at the Kent Town Hall on January 16th at 7 p.m. to consider and act upon the town report and audited financial statements, to authorize the Board of Selectmen and Town Treasurer to borrow from time to time, and to appoint the Kent Park and Recreation Committee and present the 5-year capital plan. On Thursday in North Canaan, the Recreation Committee meeting at 7 o'clock at North Canaan Town Hall. In Pine Plains, their next meeting is Thursday. That meeting is set for 7 p.m. at Town Hall. Patrons and visitors to the Kent Memorial Library in the new year should be aware the Main Street Library is temporarily closed to renovations for 1 month, but a temporary location is up and running on the Kent Green. Street location will be closed for the work, and temporary library location will be open at 19 and 23 Kent Green Boulevard for a few weeks. Leonard Morales on piano on January 17th, the Hotchkiss School at the Esther Eastman Music Center. It is free and open to the public. The Movie House's second screening of 1,000 Pieces of Gold that was originally scheduled for Saturday the 18th has been rescheduled. It will now take place on Saturday, January 25th, still at 7 p.m. After the film, both days, celebrated filmmaker and screenwriter Anne Makepeace will conduct an audience Q&A. The D.M. Hutt Library, 63 Main Street, is hosting a reception with refreshments on January 18th from 4 till 6 p.m. for a walkthrough, an exhibition of paintings and drawings by Rena Fine Art. That'll be on display through February the 8th. The Cornwall Library's Winter Film Series presents Duck Soup on the 18th. The 1933 Marx Brother classic of wacky slapstick comedy will be shown at 4 p.m. Suggested donation, $5 per person. The Immunity Fire Company sponsoring its monthly all-you-can-eat breakfast on Sunday the 19th, 7:30 to 11 at the Firehouse on Mechanic Street. The menu consists of pancakes, French toast, omelets, eggs and a style hash browns, bacon, sausage, and beverages. Meanwhile, the Interlaken Inn fundraising brunch kicks off with the benefiting of the Housatonic Valley Regional High School Galapagos Islands trip. It'll be held at the Interlaken and coming up on Sunday the 19th from 11 till 1. The staff at Housatonic Valley Regional High School will receive a 40% discount. Adults, $19.95. Children 10 and under, $10. Children under 4, free. This is terrific food and a chance to meet the Chef Dare and Chef Jim and support a wonderful cause. The American Mural Project is hosting an open mill event on Sunday, the 19th, to view the current mural installation progress. Two tours are offered at 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. The tours last about 45 minutes each. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 83.28 to 28,907.05 yesterday. NASDAQ starts off today at 9,273.93, and the S&P 500 at 3,288.13. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast that'll come your way in just a few moments.